Forgiveness offers everything I want, drawn from lesson 122 in A Course in Miracles. So as I shared, this is one of my absolutely favorite lessons. It has lots of memories for me. I guess when I first came to A Course in Miracles somewhere in medical school, this was the lesson that for some reason it just touched me the most. So today we've been talking about forgiveness. And now I want us to experience a taste of forgiveness, hopefully. So I'm just going to ask you to let yourself be seated comfortably, whatever position works for you. Just allow yourself to be rested, yet alert, and allow yourself to arrange your surroundings so that the temperature, you know, all of that stuff is comfortable. And also, nothing will distract you. So turn off whatever you need to, cell phones and iPads and all that stuff. So nothing really distracts you from this moment. So forgiveness is something we can talk about, and that's helpful. But then it must be experienced. And so I'm going to ask you to just take a nice, deep, relaxing breath, just letting yourself come into this moment. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to make happen. Just being right here, right now. And just invite your inner wisdom, your guide, your higher self, the light within you, whatever name is comfortable to you for that place of love, light, and wisdom. Just invite that to be here with you. And now, imagine in front of you is seated a person who you feel has done you some wrong in some way. You don't really need to search deeply. Just go with the first person that comes up in your awareness. That's the person that you probably want to start with. And just let them be seated opposite you. And just look at that person, whatever characteristics occur to you, the expression on their face, or however you would most often see them. And then, with the help of your guide, ask to see the place of light within them. And see if you can hear this. This place of light tells you that this person asks for your forgiveness. That this person did the best they could with what they knew, what they understood with their awareness. They did the best they could. And they ask for your forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness is your choice. It is up to you to take this medicine of forgiveness or not. It's always your choice. But see if you, and you can ask your guide to help you with this, see if you can see that they did do the best they could, that they did not know better. This is the best they could do with the awareness they had at that moment. Forgiveness does not mean you need to be in the company of this person if you choose not to be. Forgiveness is a gift you offer for yourself, so that you may be free of this burden that you are carrying. They did the best they could with the awareness they had, and you accept that. The light within you shines towards them, and the light within this person shines right back to you. In this place of light, this beam of light that connects you, there is only understanding and acceptance. We did the best we could with the awareness we had. And so it was. And so we are free. Set this person free as you set yourself free. Remember, your guide is with you. You're not alone. You can always ask for help. If this is difficult in any way, if it brings up whatever emotions it may bring up, that too is all good. There's no right or wrong way. Let your guide comfort you and be with you. So this person thanks you. And slowly they get up and they leave, taking this gift of forgiveness with them that you have shared. Thank you for setting me free, they say. Accept this gratitude. Let it warm your heart and your being. Just take some nice deep breaths. Forgiveness can feel like a lot of work, so just be easy with yourself, be gentle. When you feel ready, we're going to move to the second part of this exercise. And if you want to stop here and come back to this later, you can just stop here and pause and return. If you feel comfortable, we will continue. So just taking some nice deep breaths, connecting with your guide. Maybe you even feel you're holding their hands, they're holding your hand. And now in front of you is seated a person that you feel you may have wronged or hurt in some way. It could be through an action, it could be through thoughts. Someone that you feel you may have hurt in the past. that you are seeking forgiveness. So once again, imagine them with their characteristics as you would see them, and they are seated in front of you. So once again, imagine that there is light that extends from your heart to this person's heart like a beam, cutting through everything that's not essential, connecting the heart to the heart. And to this space you speak your truth, that you did the best you could with the awareness you had. Please forgive me. I did the best I could with what I knew, what I understood at that moment. Please forgive me. I am ready to receive this forgiveness. And just imagine this forgiveness flowing to you from this person's heart, like love, like water washing up through the beach, just washing away all the ideas and grievances and concepts about yourself in relation to this person, so that you know your innocence. You are innocent. You are forgiven. And so let it be. Let us just stay in this place of acceptance, of forgiveness, for a moment. You are okay. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. Feel your freedom. You've been set free. And by accepting this forgiveness, you have set the other free as well. Let us rejoice in that feeling. We are both free. Thank you. So once again, there may be all sorts of emotions that come up. Just let yourself be with them. Your guide is right near you, holding you through this all. I am with you. We are connected. We are safe. We are loved. We are adored. So soon we're going to move to part three, which is the final part of this exercise. And once again, if you feel like you want to pause, you can do that and resume when you're ready. Or if you feel ready, we will continue. So now, sitting across from you, is yourself. Many find this to be the hardest part, so we will take this slowly. You may come back to this part again. Just see yourself in whichever form you want to. Some see themselves as they are now. Some may have a memory of something from when they were younger. So whatever comes up to you is fine. And seeing yourself across from yourself, connect from your heart to the heart of yourself seated across from you. Feel that light connecting both. Strong, vibrant, deep, and wide. And speak your truth. I forgive myself for whatever I thought I should have, could have, would have done differently. I did the best I could with all that I knew at that point. I did the very best I could with the awareness that I had. I did the best I could with the awareness I had. Feel the burden you've been carrying be lifted. Let it be lifted. Let your guide help you. You deserve this forgiveness. You are worthy. You are worthy to set yourself free. To know your innocence. To know your perfection. To know how precious you are. How worthy of love you are and always have been. Let yourself just sit and soak in this self-acceptance of who you truly are at your deepest core. Yourself that you have forgiven thanks you and takes your leave. You are seated with yourself, with your guide, always at hand, nearby, closer to you than your very breath. Your guide thanks you for choosing forgiveness. Countless others benefit from your taking this step because all minds are connected. I thank you for choosing forgiveness. Stay here, just accepting this gratitude for your choice of forgiveness, which is setting all of us free. And together, let us just give thanks to have this gift of forgiveness, to know that it is a path that is there for us. And now, remembering, you could invite your guide in at any point again. knowing your guide lives right inside you, right with you. Giving gratitude to your guide. So much gratitude. Taking some nice deep breaths. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. And just come back to your surroundings. Thank you so much for joining me in this choice for forgiveness. I love you. Blessings to you as you move forward in your day. I love you.